blaming the nuclear plants? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Have you ever seen anything like the videos coming out of Japan? You can understand where the biblical stories of the Great Flood and Armageddon must have come from, the collective memory of something like this, something so hard to conceive that storytellers could only explain it as some supernatural force. But there's nothing supernatural about this. It's perfectly natural. This is how the Earth works. And I have to say, it makes our environmental crimes seem puny in comparison. We've done some terrible stuff, but we never did anything that could move the entire island of Honshu 8 feet. Nothing we ever did moved the Earth's axis and made the day shorter by 1.8 microseconds. The planet did that to itself. As for the wisdom of building nuclear plants in an earthquake-prone nation, well, we're probably not going to see that in the future. But it's hard to blame the Japanese for doing it. A modern nation has to get power from somewhere. Can you design any plant to run trouble-free after an earthquake so big it moves the axis of the Earth? That's what I think makes this story so uncomfortable for us in particular. The pictures we're seeing aren't coming from the third world. This is the first world. This is us. You don't expect to see entire cities vanish in the first world because we have the money to build them right. But they did vanish. You can be 100% environmentally responsible, hug trees, be kind to small animals, sort your trash alphabetically, but the Earth will not love you back. It will simply follow the laws of physics. We're just riding on the elephant. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.